Next patient is Jessica Boyd, B-O-Y-D, B as in boy, B-O-Y-D, Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A. Jessica Boyd, date of birth is 6-1-48, date of visit is 2-24-23. Please make a copy for George Herdell, M.D. George Herdell, H-E-R-D-E-L, M.D. Next, paragraph, dear George, thank you for sending Jessica Boyd for permanent evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 74-year-old female who has a prior history of rheumatoid arthritis and hypertension, has had pain along the upper back and left lower chest. Upon taking deep breaths, was recently sent for a chest CT on 1/24/23. The chest CT without contrast showed subpleural reticulation involving the lower lungs, suggesting interstitial lung disease, and there was a soft tissue pleural thickening involving the left lower lung. Differential consideration included malignancy as well as scarring. PET CT was recommended. There was also subpleural reticulation in both lower lung fields and coronary artery sclerosis. Next, period. Next paragraph. The patient has some cough and trouble taking deep breaths. She has joint pains and back pain. She has no fevers and night sweats, thinogeny, abdominal pains, reflux, or vomiting. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included total abdominal hysterectomy, history of jaw surgery for fractures, past history of hypertension and rheumatoid arthritis, and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, med list included cardizem 120 milligrams BID, losartan 25 milligrams daily, temazepam 30 milligrams HS, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, and vitamins, and leflunomide 20 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke. She drinks wine. She worked in healthcare. And mostly office work. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of unknown causes. Mother died of ovarian cancer and COPD. Next paragraph. Med list included Tramadol 50 milligrams, PRN, Alendronate 70 milligrams weekly, Cardizem 120 milligrams BID, Losartan 25 milligrams daily, Temazepam 15 milligrams HS, Metoprolol 25 milligrams BID. Oh, I'm sorry, I already mentioned these things. Next paragraph, allergies to allopurinol and IVP dye. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, no fatigue, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency. Denies, I'm sorry, shortness of breath, Just some coughing spells. No abdominal pains, heartburn, no black stools, diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no anxiety, no depression. Denies easy bruising. She does have joint pains and muscle stiffness, and no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female whose blood pressure is 120/72, heart rate is 70, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 117, saturation 98. HEND and non-phthalic pupils reactive and equal. Scleroderma over clear, throat was clear, nasomucous edematous. Ears no inflammation. Neck supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions with scattered visas bilaterally and crackles at both lung bases. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2. No murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema lesions. No cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Extensive interstitial lung disease and number two is history of hypertension. Number three, rheumatoid arthritis. Number four is history of gout. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get up. Oh, I'm sorry, number four is left pleural-based lung nodule etiology undetermined. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the pleural density. Also advised to get a CBC, sedrate, ANA, anti-DNA, RA factor, and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. She was placed on Herceptin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days, prednisone 30 milligrams daily times 5 days, 20 milligrams daily times 5 days, 10 milligrams daily times 5 days. A follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for George Hurdell, MD. Thank you.